It's your weekend wake-up tradition with Rosie on the house. Good morning, y'all. Glad you're joining us. Just took a little tour through various family farms out in the West Valley. This morning we have Romy out live at Esteban Park in Phoenix for the Arizona Community Tree Council Annual Tree Climbing Championship. Kind of a nice little brisk morning to be out there. We've had a little nip in the air the last two mornings. What's it looking like out there this morning, buddy?
A lot of people thinking I should have brought gloves. But it's fixing to get real nice. The sun's coming up over the horizon, and it's just getting ready to break through a barrier of trees that are off to the east. So once that picks up over that tree line and starts shining down, it's going to be a really nice morning out here.
How many contestants does it look like we've got lined up for the show?
I'm looking at probably 20.
Yeah, really? And they come in from all over Arizona, correct?
It is the Arizona Community Tree Council, so I see Larry to compete, but he's in Arm Flags. Is up. I see Juan Barber. He also doesn't compete, but up here he's Tucson. And looking at it, we have John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, generally, who would be doing the broadcast with me, but they've recruited him to judge today. So he'll be busy judging during the event. And then you see a lot of the, you know, like Dan from Living Tree. He's won several years. And Andy Young, our newest arborist, Rosie on the House, Tree Amigos in the Mesa area, is out here. He won last year. And then there's a handful of other that are repeat contestants. So it's a small group, but it's pretty neat. This is the fourth or fifth one I've been at, and just seeing all the familiar faces, it's a good tight group. And if you like climbing trees, I don't know a single one of these guys that aren't looking for more labor to train up. And the ideal tree climber they're looking for is 18 to 25 for the guys to do the tree topping work. So if you're looking for a very interesting industry to be a part of, and then the growth opportunity management and an arborist come there is ultimate career path for the industry. But past about 25, they don't climb quite as high. every 10 years, the height in which the arborist will climb drops about 10 feet, it seems.
Well, tell me, you've been to several of them, so tell me, what are they judging? Are the judges looking at three or four guys climbing trees all simultaneously? Do you compete one at a time against the clock and against certain procedures and steps? Explain the whole process.
You know what? John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree Service just walked over here, so I'm going to hand him the microphone because there are six events that I counted, and each event is a little different, and they're all judged. Some of them are timed. Some of them are on how they climb. John, I'm going to give you a little bit of microphone. How are you this morning, sir?
Doing well.
You brought gloves. You were smart.
I did.
So Rosie was just asking, what are the climbers being judged on here today?
Well, they're judged on their ability to complete certain tasks at each one of the stations that simulate the typical day in the life of a tree climber.
Well, which one are you judging?
I'm judging the work climb.
Okay, and what's a work climb?
Well, it gauges your ability to move around in the tree. We have a preset line in the top of the tree, and then the climbers rappel from that spot to various workstations in the tree that simulate reaching out to prune a branch, throwing branches from the tree. So we have this spot where you're throwing some batons down into a target below, and then of course descending from the tree and doing so under control. We judge you on rope management. You can never let a loop of your rope drape below your knee, because that would be a place for you to
hazard.
Get stuck. Yeah, it's a hazard. So rope management is critical. And we're also observing all of the OSHA and industry safety standards. So this event today is really a training event. So you're not only learning skills in climbing, but also learning how to do it in a safe way.
And these trees y'all have selected are monsters.
Well, this is kind of the signature eucalyptus tree for all of the South Phoenix area. This monster here, it's about 10 feet at the base, and it's just gorgeous, beautiful structure. Yeah, it's really nice.
So are you guys getting Tom Sawyered a little bit here? Does Phoenix City say, yeah, y'all could come use these trees, and what they're really getting is six trees that are going to be perfectly trimmed at the end for free?
Well, we've been doing these here at Esteban Park for several years, so these trees are nice. They've been structurally pruned by us for years, and they're great. They set up really beautifully for our – this is our throw line competition, the one we're looking at here. And as I said, this is a signature tree for all of this part of town. And if anyone wants to come out and take a look at this magnificent specimen of a eucalyptus, camaldulensis, this be the one.
Tell us where the park is.
It's at 32nd Street in Rozier, which is just south of the I-10 off of 32nd Street. Just head south on 32nd from I-10 and your very first light is Rozier. Hang a left and you'll see all the activity, all the trucks and the cars. We're going to have a really fun time today. There's going to be a bunch of food trucks here. There's going to be a 40-foot inflatable obstacle course for children.
Nice.
So if you got kids, you want to come and let them go through this 40-foot inflatable obstacle course, that's going to be a blast.
Any price for admission?
No, there's no admission. It's free.
Okay. Gas to get here.
And what time do the competitions start?
We're going to probably get underway in the next hour or so. We have about 20 competitors, and it takes almost all day to get the competition finished. So you can come pretty much any time of day.
Lots of room. I mean, this is a big park.
Yeah, it's.
We were going to recruit Richard Atkins to talk about the park, but he was busy lining the. We're standing at his tree right now, so he was busy lining the contestants.
Yeah, all
out.
The contestants are doing a walkthrough this morning for safety and just to explain each of the events. Just like we're explaining on the radio, some of our climbers here are very new to this competition, so we're doing a walkthrough orientation, and the competition will start probably within the next hour.
Fantastic. That's great. Well, John, we appreciate you joining us. Good luck on your judging this morning. You have any employees enrolled in the competition?
No, a bunch of them are coming out to observe today.
Very
so
good.
It'll be a good education for them. Thanks, Romy.
Very good. All right. Thank y'all. That's Romy, broadcasting live out from Esteban Park. We'll be right back at Rosie on the House.